Murray Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, joins us from the Reagan Library. Is everything over there, Margaret?
I believe everything is pretty much, as far as the interment ceremony goes, is pretty much wrapped up. A lot of people are here just waiting to see the color guard leave, and a lot of people are here because the media's really built this thing up to the point where they want to just be standing within a few hundred yards of where they... And I, no one loved Ronald Reagan more than me, Phil, but it's, you know, to be standing a few hundred yards where they just dropped a box into the ground and everyone's getting all jazzed about that. I feel, as I said, it's very curious that...
Oh, come on, are you going to go down this road again?
I think it needs to be said that Ronald Reagan dies now. Why not in September? Why not in...
Why? What? Maybe he was just sick.
The man's been sick for 10 years. And all of a sudden, oh, I guess I'll die now, and I'm not saying that he decided it. But you see what I'm saying, Phil? Michael Moore agrees with me.
Well, Michael Moore's a freak.
Yeah, you know why you think he's a freak? Because he's got a lot of truth there. There's a lot of truth.
Yeah, well, I hope there's a lot under there. I know there's something under there, man. I hope it's truth, not lard.
So your fat jokes, is that how you're going to carry on this conversation?
No, I just... All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got to get to some calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on with me. This stuff is wearying to me. I hope you understand that.
Well, it's wearying to me, too, to listen to you not give it credence.
Here is Diana. Go ahead, Diana.
Yeah, Margaret, I have one question for you. If this is a conspiracy, why would the former First Lady put herself through this misery for the Republican Party? It just doesn't make any sense.
I beg your pardon? Why would she, how does she even know that was happening?
So
how does she know what was happening?
Are you talking about Nancy Reagan?
Yes. Why would she put herself through this misery and let her husband pass away for a party, a political party?
She's not in on it.
What are you saying now? Somebody with the Secret Service did it?
I don't know. I think it's curious, though.
I think that you're curious, and I think that you need a lot of prayer because you sound like a crazy person. Do you realize how ignorant you sound on the phone? You sound ignorant.
How do I sound ignorant? Don't you realize that this last week has been a boon for the corrupt policies of the Republican war machine?
The Democrats are perfect. God, Bill Clinton was the most honest man in the world, wasn't he? Gosh, the Democrats are just perfect, aren't they?
Yes, he was. At least he came out and said, I did it with her on the floor. And
only because he got caught. That's the only reason why he said anything.
No, I think he came out with it before.
No, he did not.
He did not. He got caught. So how
do you think
the Democrats are any better than the Republicans?
Diane, at least Bill Clinton was very descriptive as to what he did. He didn't have to say the cigar and all of this very nauseating and very private stuff.
The cigar?
What? The point I'm trying
he
to make is that you're saying that there's there's all this curious stuff about the Republicans, but he was a former president, and he deserved the funeral he got. If it was President Clinton this week, I would have given him just as much respect because he was a president, and he deserved that kind
don't
of funeral and that kind of farewell.
Don't you understand what the CIA is capable of? For all I know, the man's still alive. Did you see his body? Of course you didn't. It could have been staged. It could have...
You sound like an idiot, and this is the kind of thing that I've been talking about for 6 months. This conspiracy thing that got everybody is wrapped up in a conspiracy.
But, Phil, the timing
is
perfect.
It's pure ignorance. As far as I'm concerned,
it would be ignorant. Are you aware of Area 51? Are you aware of Area 51?
No, I'm not.
Right.
But you know
Area 51 is a place in Arizona that is operated by the Air Force. President Reagan could be there.
Could the aliens be there too?
That's where they say the aliens are, right?
I don't believe there are aliens. I do believe that the timing is very fortuitous for President Bush. That all of a sudden President Reagan's dead? Oh, really? Why? Why now? Why not?
Oh, gosh. Why did they, this 4 years ago, then, to help President Bush in the first place? Why now?
Because 9/11 happened, and he needs to continue his warmongering policies.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. I can't even believe that.
Well, come out and read the John Kerry campaign literature.
I will pray for you. You need lots of prayer. I will pray for you.
Diana, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray passing out Kerry campaign literature right now at the Reagan Library. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay.
All right, well, you can tell us that story. I'm with Margaret Gray, who is at the Reagan Library right now. You've been out there handing out Kerry campaign literature because you call the funeral for Ronald Reagan one long commercial for the Republican Party. You also say you spoke with Michael Moore this morning, the filmmaker, and the two of you have the opinion that maybe somebody hastened President Reagan's death so that it would coincide, this funeral, with the Republican convention in August and the possible election or re-election of President Bush. This is unbelievable, and it's unconscionable for you to be saying it on a day...
Now, let me just tell you something.
No, on a day like today...
Let me tell you something, because I've been married for 35 years to a wonderful man named Frank Gray. As you know, my husband has been suffering from emphysema for a number of years.
I know that.
I was approached by a prominent publishing house, and I don't want to mention the name of it. Frank was involved in show business and the entertainment law for a long time. And they have offered upwards of $6 million for his memoirs. Frank said to me that he does not want memoirs published until he dies. But $6 billion is $6 billion. And one night, as my husband, who I love more than life itself, lay sleeping, I stood over him with a pillow.
Good God.
Now, just hear me out, please.
Oh, my God.
Hear me out. Obviously, I didn't do anything.
Well, you're suggesting that maybe Nancy did.
No, I am not. I am suggesting someone else. But I did. I stood over my husband with a pillow, thinking, the man has emphysema. His life is not quality anyway. Just a few seconds with a pillow over his nose and mouth, and it's over. And there's $6 million in the bank on top of all of the other monies that Frank has. Just a few seconds pinching off the nose and covering the mouth with the pillow.
You actually considered murdering...
No, I did not. I was simply thinking it would only take a few seconds.
And then you're $6 million richer.
It has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with getting those memoirs out. Frank didn't want them published until he died. I was trying to do what the man wanted.
1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Okay, the point I want to make is, first of all, President Reagan's funeral plan has been on file since 1989. So this is not something that just came out of the blue. Second of all,
he was planning on dying in the year 2004, you're telling me?
I'm saying that it's a fact that when a president leaves office, they ask him to set their funeral plans in place.
I understand, but do they ask him to put the date of his death down? That's what I'm talking about.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Let the guy finish.
Second point is, as much as Nancy Reagan loved her husband, and nobody disputes that, to believe that she would allow or be any part of allowing anyone to use him, or certainly to quicken his demise, to use your words, is absolutely absurd.
But I didn't say it had to be Nancy, did I? It could be Secret Service, could have been FBI, could have been military, could have been a lot of people. But I would tell you this, Bill, I stood over my husband with a pillow thinking...
Okay, can I say something about that?
Oh, man.
I thought you were just an idiot before. Now I think you're lying. I mean,
you think that George Bush's re-election in November is going to happen without a lot of help. Is that what you're trying to say? John Kerry has got him on the run.
It's going to be absolutely a tough campaign. That's a given.
Right.
But this funeral's
been beautiful.
First of all, I guarantee you Nancy Reagan would never allow her husband to be used in any way.
How does she even know what's happening, Bill? See, that's the other thing. They don't tell you. They told me that Frank was simply going to go in for a procedure.
Clinton's been in office,
and it turned out
people on the left
Frank had considered
these absurd conspiracy theories.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on for a minute, Bill. What?
I said my husband had considered a sex change operation.
Well,
are you a real person?
You know something, Bill? There are some of us that have lived very unusual lives. Because I'm not sitting there with you watching reruns of Too Close for Comfort doesn't mean that I'm not real. You know?
The more absurd it sounds.
Well, what do you mean your husband had a sex...
He did not have a sex change. He was considering it. They didn't tell me. They don't tell wives everything.
May I make one point back on the election
thing? Oh, my God. Are you going to go back over it with Nancy Reagan?
One thing I'm going to say. First of all, I already told you I don't believe the conspiracy side of it.
Of course, first of all,
one thing that's going to come out of this is that Nancy Reagan, what's been going on in Iraq, we don't know, because it was designed to take our minds off of Iraq.
So Ronald Reagan died to get our minds off of Iraq now.
How many Iraquis have died over the last week?
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, let him talk, please.
One thing is going to come out of this. Will you shut up?
Not you, Bill. Ms. Gray, would you please shut up?
No one ever tells me to shut up.
Well, I just did, and if I have to put you on hold, I'll do that too. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. One thing that's been all over the news today is the fact that is Nancy Reagan going to press President Bush for the stem cell research? Do you believe, just to take that for a moment, do you believe that he wants that kind of conversation going on right now? That's going to be a huge...